Lord, what is this world coming to? What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say, or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. So help you God. Welcome, welcome, welcome this morning, ladies and gentlemen, to the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. We have a wonderful program for you today. Today is the day that we focus in on our Sunday school. Yes, it's time again to study our Sunday school lesson. And this is our lesson for July 12th, the second Sunday of July. Isn't that something, ladies and gentlemen? We already is working on the second half of the year. I mean, we done celebrated the 4th of July, and we hope that all of you had a good 4th of July. But, I mean, we moving right on. This is the second Sunday. This is the second Sunday. And our lesson is dealing with the boy Jesus. The boy Jesus. We don't really look at Jesus as being a boy. But, yes, he was a baby, but then he grew to be a boy. And but most of us, we just think about Jesus as a man. But our lesson today is dealing with Jesus, the boy Jesus, the boy Jesus. We'll look first at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 7. And then Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 48. Actually, it'll go to 52. All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 1 says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Verse 7b, "A time to keep silent, and a time to speak up." Now we'll look at Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse number 39. It says, "And when they have performed all of these things, when they have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they return into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph his mother knew not of it. But they supposing him to have been in the company when a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolks and acquaintance. And when they had found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And All that heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they was amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wit ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the same which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for who you are, the God who hears you still answer prayer. Speak to our hearts this morning in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, this morning I want to talk about the boy Jesus. The boy Jesus. And our lesson started out over in Ecclesiastes. The book of Ecclesiastes is a book that King Solomon wrote. It is really kind of give you, it was God giving us a book from a man who was the richest man on earth, as well as a man who was the smartest man on earth. And God gave him the means. You know, a lot of time people say, you know, boy, if I had $1 million, this is what I would do. I would be this. Or if I was smart as he was, this is what I would do. And Solomon, God gave him both the smarts and the money to basically do whatever a man would want to do in order to make a man happy. And you see that Solomon, after he had done everything that he could think of that a man could do, and he had the money to do it. He had the money to do it, and he had the smarts to do it. And he wrote this research paper, and he came up with vanity, vanity, vanity. All of it is vanity. And this wise man is giving us counsel. He's giving us counsel, and he tells us in chapter 3, that to everything there is a season. It's a season. And there's a time for every purpose under the heavens. And you'll notice that phrase, under the heavens and under the sun, because he done everything that he could think of that could make a man happy under the sun, on this earth. And how many of you know, in order to truly be happy, you got to go above the sun, not under the sun. And you got to get not the S-U-N, but you got to get the S-O-N. And so Solomon, this wise man, though, he says it's a time to keep silent and it's a time to speak. And we're going to see both of these verses relates to Jesus, because Jesus was born at the exact time, at the right time. That was the best time for Christ, for the Savior to be born. And because that was a time where the number one, the Greek language was a universal language in the known world. And so God could get his word out. He could get his word out because people spoke Greek in the known world. And but you also see that it was a time to keep silent and a time to speak. We're going to see that in our lesson today of how Jesus was quiet at some time and then another time he spoke. And so we'll see that later on in our lesson. Now, let's go on and go over to Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 40. And when you look at Luke chapter 2, the Bible says we come to the end of Jesus' first recorded temple visit. This is Jesus' first recorded temple visit. His mother and stepfather, Joseph, remember Joseph was really more of his stepfather because God the Father was really his father. Remember Mary was a virgin when she had Jesus Christ. And so, but Mary and Joseph, they had went to the temple to present and offer up Jesus, to dedicate him to the Lord. And in order to do that, they had to bring an offering as well. And they brought, because they were so poor, they brought two pigeons as their offering. They brought the poor man offering to the Lord. And the Bible says in verse number 39, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned in Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. And so we see that Mary and Joseph, they had performed everything that they were supposed to do. Now they was on their way back home, and they went on back home to Nazareth. And the Bible says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And so now we're moving from Jesus, who was 8 days old, because they had to be circumcised, and they had to be offered up to the Lord. As a matter of fact, when you go back, somebody say, well, where's that at, Pastor, that they offered up those pigeons? Well, that's in chapter 2, verse number 24, that says, and to offer up a sacrifice according to the Lord, according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves are two young pigeons. That was the poor man offering. All right, so you see that Jesus was raised in a godly home. He had godly parents in Joseph and in Mary. And Jesus, that says the child grew. And he became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was up on him. God's favor was up on Jesus Christ. And so we pick up that Jesus now, a lot of people say, well, what happened with Jesus once he went back home? Well, it's telling us right there. He grew. He had a normal life. He had a normal life. He grew. He grew. And the next time we see him in verse number 41, we're going to see that starting from 41 to the end of the chapter, that Jesus is 12 years old. So we see the second recorded visit. Now, this don't mean that Joseph Nam went there when Jesus was a baby, and then Joseph and them, they didn't go back to the temple until Jesus was 12. No, this is the second recorded visit. I believe they went there every year, but to the temple, but it wasn't recorded. The Holy Spirit didn't record those, but he recorded Jesus visit when he was 12 years old. Now let's pick up the story here in verse number 41. It says, now his parents went to Jerusalem, here it is, every year at the feast of the Passover. That's right there in the Bible. Verse number 42, like I was saying, I believe they went every year. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not, for they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. They sought him among his kinfolks and acquaintances. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them. And when he said the doctors, they're talking about those rabbis, and asking questions. And all that heard him was astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they was amazed. And his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And so we see here in this text, you'll see Jesus had grown to being 12 years old. And so you see the Masonic son. You see the Masonic. Remember, Jesus was the Messiah. He was the Messiah. We saw him as a baby, but now you're seeing him as a son. Now, back in Bible days, when people would go and travel, particularly long distances, they would travel in caravans. They would travel in large groups, because see, you would often have robbers and stuff on the side of these roads and stuff. And if you travel by yourself, then these bandits, these robbers, that's how they made a living. They made a living off of people traveling down a road by themselves. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan? How that man had gotten robbed on the road, and the priest and the Levite, they passed him by, because a lot of times that's how people would get robbed. They would get robbed like that. They would work in pairs. They would put one guy out on the road and act like he was hurt. And then when somebody come there to assist him, then they would, the other guy would jump out the bushes and rob him. And so people would travel in caravans. They would travel in caravans, large groups and large families. It would be sometime almost a whole neighborhood would leave and go to Jerusalem. And that's why I like weekend that Jesus died. When they went to Jerusalem on that particular Passover, sometime it could be close to 2 million people in a city like that. And it's no telling how many hundreds of thousands or millions of people was there at this Passover. And the kids, a lot of times, they would play with their cousins and stuff. And so this is why Mary, when they started looking for Jesus, they probably stopped that night, because see, now Jerusalem, keep in mind, was at least 3.5 day journey from Nazareth. You're looking at about 70 miles, and most people could travel close to 20 miles a day. That was a day's journey, 20 miles. And so the Bible says here that verse number 44, they supposing him to have been in company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among his kinfolks and acquaintance. And so probably when they got rid of the camp that night, they went looking for Jesus and they saw that he won with them. And so now they got to go back another day's journey. And so that's 2 days. And then once they get there to Jerusalem, they hunted Jesus almost a whole day looking for Jesus there in Jerusalem. And that's why, because you had hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people. And it was hard for them to find him. And it wasn't until they went into the temple. And there at the temple, they found Jesus. Now, you think about it. If you lose your child in a big, big city, where would you go to look for him? Where would you go to look for him? You probably, whatever his favorite hobby is, that may be where you, if he liked it, horses or something, you may say, well, let me go down here by this stable, because that boy, he loved them horses, and we almost couldn't drag him from the horses. Or if he likes sports or something, he may have been over at the sports arena or something and said, let me go over there because I know that's where he's at. But notice what Jesus, what was more of his hobby or something that he really loved. He was there at the church. The average parent would not have looked for him there. And you probably wouldn't look for your child at church. You probably look for him at the ball field, probably look for him at the playground, basketball court. That would be almost the last place that you would look for your child. But notice, that's where they found Jesus. That's where they found Jesus. They found Jesus at the church. And I believe even today, if you're looking for Jesus, you'll find him at the average church. Yeah, you should be able to find him at the average church. And if you can't find Jesus at the average church, then you need to look for another church. Yeah, you should be able to find Jesus at the average church. Now, look at Jesus' answer in verse number 45 and 52. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wit ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Now, Mary rebuked Jesus in 48 when she said, why hast thou dealt with us thus? Behold, thy father and thy mother, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. I mean, you really made our hearts sorry, Jesus. And Jesus said, how is it that you sought me? Wit not that I must be about my Father's business. Wow. Now, notice, Jesus, they had forgot. They must have had forgot that Jesus was the Messiah. Because verse number 50 says, and they understood not the same which he spake unto them. They didn't understand. Why did he say, I must be about my Father's business? Remember, Jesus was born Messiah. He was born the King of the Jews. Yeah. And so God had sent Jesus to be the Savior of the world. And so at 12 years old, when a boy turned 12 years old, they started, and moving towards 13, they started, he entered into manhood. He entered into manhood. And the Jews, you know, they have a bar mitzvah and all of that for the boy. And celebrating his rite of passage from childhood. Now he's going moving into manhood. And so whatever you was born to be, you start training to do that. And so most of the time in a Jewish family, if the daddy was a carpenter, he started training his son to be that carpenter. Or if his daddy was a fisherman, he started training his son to be that fisherman. So it was kind of like you moving now from playtime to work time. And Jesus was letting them know, and I was born to be a Bible teacher, a preacher, a savior. He was born to be prophet, priest, and king. And so you see him at the temple, and that's where you could find a lot of the prophets and the priests. They are right there at the temple. And so that's where he was. That's where he was. But they couldn't figure out this saying, I must be about my Father's business. And so Jesus was going about his Father's business. And then notice in verse number 51 and 52, it says, And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. But she was a wise woman, this Mary. Mary was a wise woman. Notice how there was a time, as Solomon says, to speak, and it was a time to be quiet. And notice Mary is listening, because I believe Jesus touched her heart when he said, I must be about my Father's business. She started thinking about what the angel probably told her when Gabriel told her that she was going to have the Messiah. And she said, you know, how can these things be since I've known no man? And the angel said that how the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and you shall conceive, and you shall have a baby, and he shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. All right, now look here at the text, verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and subject unto them, but his mother kept all these things saying in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So Jesus kept on growing. So we saw Jesus as a baby, but then he grew to being a child. Now we are seeing Jesus growing from a child, and he's moving on now into manhood. And the next time we'll read about Jesus, he's getting ready to get baptized by John the Baptist. Now, look at the scripture again. In 52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature. Now, notice, in stature has to do with his physical maturity, his height and his width and what have you. His wisdom, he grew in wisdom, that has to do with his mental maturity. His mental maturity. And then the Bible talks about how he grew in favor with God. That has to do with his spiritual maturity. His spiritual maturity. And then it talks about his favor even with man. That has to do with his social maturity. And so we see that Jesus is growing. But what I like about this, it goes right back to what Solomon was saying. Even though Jesus knew that he was the Messiah, he knew that it wasn't time yet for him to show that he was the Messiah. He still needed to do some growing. And so he had to wait on the right time. And so now you think about it. Jesus knew that he was going to be the Messiah, even at 12 years old. And he knew that he knew more Bible than his mama and his stepdad did. But he still waited until he got to be 30 years old. Think about it, 18 more years before Jesus come on out and get baptized by John the Baptist and start his ministry. And so what this lets us know, ladies and gentlemen, it takes time for God to use you. If you really want God to use you, take time and grow. Take time and grow. Jesus took 30 years. Think about it. 30 years from the time he was born as a little bitty baby to the time he started his ministry. He took 30 years. He took 30 years to grow. He took 30 years to grow and increase in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And now think about it. He took 30 years just to do 3 years worth of work. He took 30 years to do 3 years worth of work. Listen, whatever God is calling you to do, take time and go deep. Go deep in the Word of God. Go deep in your prayer life that God can use you. So when those storms come, you'll be just like a tree. You'll be anchored by the river of water. All right, take time and grow. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner in the Situation Room.